Blog Talk Radio.
Many awakened individuals, myself included, who hope to hear Hail to the Chief played at the inauguration of President Kerry Bowers in January 2017. Rest assured that those who have such hope are not deluded. They just want to use the time between now and the election in November 2016 to bring to the attention of the American public that there's a viable alternative to the household names bandied about by the press, and that perhaps it would be wise for them to research those alternatives so that their next president will not be engineered by the media and Washington's political machine. It is with that in mind that we bring you tonight's show, featuring a certified, bona fide, card-carrying, registered candidate for President of the United States, here to reveal his platform and to answer your questions, questions that you should be asking of all candidates for this office. Questions that should be answered in a straightforward manner instead of with rhetoric. I guarantee you will get straight answers from our guest, Colonel Kerry Bowers.
Hello? Is this Joshua?
Can you hear me, Zach?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I don't know. Since we're sharing the board, there's something different here. Okay. We're on the air, and we have... We got the intro that I guess Bill had set up before. Let's kind of go over the switchboard a little bit here. Okay. We're on the air. You can see we have 57 minutes streaming left, right? Affirmative?
Yes.
Okay. Could you talk up a little bit? Okay. I'm not getting a good signal on.
Can you hear me better?
That's better. Yes, sir.
All right. Let me see if I can modify my microphone real quick.
Okay.
That's as high as it'll go.
Okay. Well, I think we're good. How do I sound at your end?
As you sound really clear. It's really good.
Okay. I think you're probably you are a lot more tech savvy than I am. So the switchboard is pretty simple. Now, I guess if we go over to hit the chat, let's see if we get the chat thing. Launch chat here. Let's launch maybe, I don't know, can we both do this or can you do it too?
I clicked chat and it opened up a flash chat room and I just typed hello.
Okay, so I have to open moderator in a new chat window or chat as a co-host. Oh, we got this figured out. Maybe we can both. Okay, this should come up, I think. Well, what I need to do.
The open moderator chat in a new window just opens up a new tab, and it just shows the same chat.
Okay,
window.
Okay, it says chat here. Okay, here we go. Okay, I guess I'm. Okay, here we go.
There
okay,
we go.
You see, okay, there we are. Hello. All right, and I'll put down here. Let me see. I haven't done this for a long time. Hello, Zachary.
The last time I talked on the radio, did a Blog Talk Radio, was with my older brother. He was trying to do his own radio show. I'm not sure what happened to it. And I also helped co-host with Paul Hanisch a couple times.
Oh, well, then, hey, you're the man. You are the man. Well, we got the thing working here, right? On the chat room?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
now, can we, Zach, can we, now, like I say, I've done this for a long time. I had Bill do it. Now, if I want to get rid of chat, wait a minute. How do I close the chat window here now?
Well, it's already open. Let's see here.
Okay, there ought to be a way to close it.
I clicked the help button to see if there's a way to.
Okay. I wonder if I go to. Here we go. I just clicked episode info.
Oh.
Okay.
That just takes you out. That just takes you out.
Okay, I'm going to come. Now, here, if we're going to promote this, we could promote, and I'm not going to click any of the buttons, see. Post to your network, Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do before we go live on the air on Wednesday night, we click, put a check mark in Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk, and it says I'm broadcasting live on the air. And you can put in show information behind Blog Talk. First, I got to get us a guest, all right?
No problem.
Anyhow, okay. Now, let's go over to the audio clips here. Maybe we can run here. Let's run a couple of the audio clips. What is the AA intro? I don't know. Let's play it and see what it is.
Discussion on Fair Tax, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Pacific, join your host, former California Director for Fair Tax, John Zinn.
Okay, well, that's enough of that.
Fair Tax reform.
Let's end that one.
40 years.
All right.
Join
How do I
chat
stop
room
the damn thing?
BlogTalkRadio.com/FairTax.
Oh, please. Stop it.
For
stop
CA.
It. That's I'm going to try another
The Fair
one.
Tax abolishes the IRS for good.
Oh,
there's no more reason for it. We don't need an intrusive federal bureaucracy doing audits, monitoring people's income. Now, the beauty of the
stopped.
Fair Tax.
What's that?
Okay, never mind. It stopped.
Have you gone through the various intros that are in here?
There's a lot of them.
There's a bunch of them. You might want to check a couple of them out and get a short intro. We did initially, I don't know if it's in there, we did an intro way back when with the Dave Ramsey Money, you know, the song Money, and you heard the clinking of the coins. Pardon me, Zachary, I've got a a little cough going here this morning.
Sorry.
Let me get some more coffee. That'll help. I'm going to get one of those purifiers that they have that steam. Okay, here we go. So we've got that pretty much, Pat. So what we would do, I suppose, let me click this people button. What is this thing?
Well, what's the button? Oh. I think I lost him.
Did I cut myself off there, didn't I? That's the mute button, I guess, the yellow. Okay, I'm going to...
Where?
Say again?
Okay, mute microphone. Okay, because I was trying to figure out how to...
Okay, and if I hit the X... That would hang up. Let me do that, and I'll call back in.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. color has dropped.
All right, now I have to hit the microphone. I guess when we have callers, one of us, if we co-host, I don't know how the heck we co-hosted this. I like this is a good idea.
Yeah, I'm kind of I'm wondering how that happened myself.
I don't know, but I'm. Let's see. We both signed in. I guess I signed in first, and you signed in next.
Yeah.
So, if on Wednesday, at you know, we'll come up with a predetermined time. Maybe, you know, 10 minutes of or 8 minutes of. I usually, if I get a guest lined up, I'll have him come on or her come on 5 minutes before, so we can do a sound check. What are the earphones here for? Let me try this. Is that if you go right directly into the computer?
Yeah.
All right. So
I think the earphones are the volume settings. If you're
already
yourself and you see headphones, then that's your speaker.
Earphones are the mute.
Okay.
One of the mutes.
Muting.
What's the other one? The other one is a screen. Okay. So the earphones are, this is all new. I haven't done this for a while. So the earphones are mute. The people icon to the screen. And, of course, the X is goodbye, Charlie. What did we miss here? Anything? How about creating a show? Do you know how to get the pictures and all that dishkabibble in there?
Okay, on creating my own show?
Yeah.
I've never created my own show, but I'm pretty sure, getting a picture on there is, you would go to...
Now, Payne told me it was tough. I'm going to go over... Maybe we can just... We had enough time up on this. We've kind of pretty well got this going, don't we?
Well, I'm looking at the dashboard to see if there's a way to modify the... It's either probably be under settings or dashboard.
Let's see. Host tools. Let's see.
Got it. Okay. So, yeah, I went to settings. It says cover art for the profile picture.
All right, wait a minute. I got to go backwards here. Went to...
On the upper right-hand. Where it says dashboard.
Hold on, I'm not as smart as you are. To settings, did you say?
Yeah, settings. And it's the first thing that pops in.
Okay, come on up, settings. Okay, it's your money. Yeah, but for our guests and everything, you know how to put that in?
Oh, for guests. Have guest pictures?
Yeah, you've run some of the shows, and you saw how the pictures keep rotating.
I see. I think I knew what you mean. Don't think I've done that where, you have their profile picture showing up when we're talking to them?
Well, no, it's when you're doing the promo, my picture will show up, the guest picture will show up. The patch, the Fairtax patch for Fairtax Nation might show up, and they just rotate on the screen.
So maybe that's,
In other words, when you listen to some of those shows, you saw the screen with the pictures on the screen.
Yes. When I
watched. So I've never done that, so I don't know how to get those up there.
I see. Goodness gracious.
Let me turn the volume up. Make sure I can hear you. You're on a mic or on a...
Oh, I have a web camera I'm talking to.
Oh, okay. All right. That's better. I can hear you better.
All right. Oh, no, I'm also very soft-spoken, so if you hear me, you know, getting a little quiet, I'm just kind of...
Okay.
So,
let me go here. So, when you come to create, let's go to create here for a minute.
Yeah,
let's see what it'll load. Okay, you come to create, it will give you the dashboard, it'll give you visibility, public, okay, PG rated, advanced operating, adjust your startup audio. I guess that's what you want to do as far as a lead in, your audio clips, yeah.
Mm.
Okay. And episode promotion should be, do they give you both? It should be Facebook and tweet. Okay. And I don't know where the heck you put the photos in here. There's got to, like I say, I'm not any good at this stuff.
Yeah, this is actually the first time I've gone behind the scenes on the actual studio.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you, well, you know Paul Anish, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you do. Paul Anish could probably tell you a lot more than I can about this.
Yeah,
Or Rodney Lee Conover, you know Rodney?
I've never spoken to him, but I have seen him.
Okay, Rodney and Scott Osborne do a Blog Talk show, too.
Yes, Scott Osborne,
Scott's I've been on their show.
Oh.
I've been on their show. Nice. I like Scott. Nice fellow.
I also, since we're on the subject of different radio shows, I know what's his name. He's a columnist on Town Hall, Christopher Schaefer or Arthur Schaefer.
Yeah, it must be a relative of one of my cousins. I have a Schaefer that's a cousin down in Roswell, Georgia.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. It might be, though. You never know.
Hmm.
Well, let's go over this thing a little bit briefly. You got how do you want to create? You want to broadcast.
Yeah.
You can look at, you know, you want the title to grab people, okay? Because your title will be there. And you can look at some of the descriptions of the other shows to get an idea, and then you put your tags, and you enter the multiple tags at once, separated by commas. So, you know, you can see from the other shows what the tags are. And I don't know, they got rated PG here. I guess you'd put public or rated R, or, you know, we're never doing our show. We do a public show.
Oh, hey, I think I found how to add pictures onto the episode.
Okay.
Where you click create, you go scroll down, it'll say advanced options, click the little arrow, and it says slideshow.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, create. Hold on. I'm in the wrong darn place, I think. Hold on here. Click on create. All right. Where did you get the advanced options here?
You scroll down, it's under visibility.
Oh, it's under visibility. Okay, that'll make a difference. Okay.
And then you can change the startup audio and the category.
Wait a minute, I'm looking at visibility. And okay, advanced. Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
So just click on advanced, huh? Oh, okay. Now, I'm not good with pictures. I got... Okay, you got startup audio category, and you got the slideshow, and you indicate what you want to put in there, huh?
Yep.
Well, you know how to do that part?
The startup audio, you have a whole bunch of audios here.
But you know how to grab pictures. I mean, I got a ton of them up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, you're light years ahead of me, Zach.
Well,
I mean, I hate to admit it. You know, at 76, I grew up, my idea of a communication system was two tuna cans tied to a piece of a string on either end. You know, we were really, how would you say it? We were primitive. That's a good word. Primitive by today's standards.
I look at those home videos of people who grew up in the 30s and 40s and whatnot, and it's a lot better. It looks a lot better than what I, what I grew up with. You know that.
Well, there were some good things there too, in that, our parents really maybe had more time, because back then, you know, only one person had to work in a household. You know, you didn't need two incomes to support a household. Today, most households require two incomes, and that means that nobody's minding the store. You know, boy, I'll tell you, it looks like it's going to rain. It would have to. I just washed my car yesterday. It always does it after I wash my car. Anyhow.
All right,
I'm sorry.
So I was going to say, if you had any ideas for pictures that you wanted uploaded, you can point them out to me, and I'll put them up.
Well, what we'll do, I'm gonna hang up with you in a while, and I'm gonna call Congressman Steve King's office and see if he'll be our guest on Wednesday night. I know they're busy back in Washington, but I'll call Sarah and see if you'll be kind enough to give us our time. If not, I have a couple of other people that have wanted to be guests. So, you know, that's kind of what I do. I'm pretty good at getting the guest, you know.
That's good. I've never spoken to Congressman Knight.
I beg your pardon?
I said I've never once spoken to Congressman Knight. My conversing...
Oh, no, I'm not talking... I'm talking about King. Steve King from Iowa.
I mean, King. That's what I meant to say. King.
Yeah. We'll see if we can get him on for a few minutes on Wednesday night. He's a big draw. People like Steve King. He's the no-nonsense guy. I don't know if his calendar's open or not. So let's do this. You think we got this part to where if I gave you the information, you could schedule a show for Wednesday night?
Yes, I can schedule a show for it Wednesday night. I have time for Wednesday night? Or are you asking me?
I beg your pardon?
Are you asking me if I have time for Wednesday night?
Well, both.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. So.
Yeah. Like.
Okay. So, how would you want me to? Okay. So let me just see here. So schedule. I would just create the episode and say when it's coming.
Yeah. Or? Well, first I have to give you the guest and all that so you can do it, but.
Okay.
Well, anyhow, I mean, well, we can do this together, I guess, when I get the guest. We can just go through this again and create the show together. That would be a good thing.
That would probably be a good practice run through so that I could,
it would be good for me, too, because I haven't done this for a while. And guess what? They've changed everything. The screen looks they've modernized it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let me go back to our studio here. Let's go to the studio, and let's see here. I got to get back there. I've been scrolling around this thing.
I just realized I interrupted you were trying to tell a story before I interrupted.
Oh, I don't think it was. What was I trying to tell you about the 30s?
Yeah, about people, how like there was, we only needed one
person. Oh, well, what I was saying, Zach, is that, you know, those were the days that Mom was at home. She was the corporate officer of the household.
Yeah.
She had, you know, she taught the kids a lot at home that the kids don't get today because Mom and Dad are probably both out working. And it makes it tougher for people. Makes it tough for the husband and wife, makes it tough for the kids, you know.
Yeah.
a lot of this has come about through our taxation system. Most of the women go out and work mainly to pay for the taxes. I don't know if you've given that any thought before or not.
No, I mean, I consider myself a culture, you know, culture oriented, you know, conservative. And my whole thing when it comes to the, so family's a really big part of what I stand for.
I agree with you. I think, you know, the family is a very linchpin of our society.
Mm-hmm.
I see many of our problems are because, you know, we've lost our way, we've lost our moral compass, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because, you know, and I don't know if it happens concurrently or separately, but the disintegration of the family, the family has always been the basis for learning. Mom's always taught the kids their manners. Please, thank you, you're welcome. The napkin goes in your lap. The kids learned a lot before they ever went to formal education.
Mm-hmm.
And their, you know, their very value system was created in the home, you know, and in their church, you know. So this disintegration of our family unit in the United States has a lot to do with difficulties that we're having today.
I noticed you also mentioned the tax system. I keep hearing about the marriage penalty tax. I have a good idea of what it means, but, huh?
Well, yeah, the film Deanne gave you the other day.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to play that?
Not yet. I'm going to
If you play that, you're going to see a married couple there that adopted a little girl from China, a little Chinese doll baby. I mean, she's just a sweet little girl.
Uh-huh.
And they were harassed by the IRS. And you know, unfortunately, a lot of people are harassed by the IRS. And the government has been using the IRS as a political weapon, if you will. And, you know, I've never been audited. I've never had an audit. So my only bad taste with the IRS is when I was a youngster, maybe 21, 22, I did my first long-form tax return, and I was a little short of money, and I was, you know, a whippersnapper, if you will. And so I didn't sign my check when I sent it in the IRS, figuring they would send it back and then I'd have to sign it and send it back. By then I'd have enough money in my account and I wouldn't have to starve to death and, you know, eat ketchup or anything like that. Well, they cashed my check without my signature and I found out, boy, they have awesome power. So anyhow, I never did like the IRS much after that. And then I saw, my grandmother told me about income taxes because she was here. She came over from Poland, and she was here before 1913, so she was old enough to know what the income tax was all about. And people never paid much attention to it because it only affected the rich people then. And I could go into lots of stories, and we'll do it on air with stuff too. But anyhow, anytime you have a question, I'm not a tax accountant or a tax attorney, but, you know, I've been around taxation my whole life. I guess we all have. And I've taken an interest in what they're doing to us. And I think that taxing one's labor or production, it's immoral.
Yeah.
It's counterproductive. You know, if we say we want people to have jobs and create more, then why would we tax them for doing it? if we say we would like to see Americans save money, why would we tax them for saving? If we say we want to see Americans invest, why would we tax them on their investments? My feeling is that, pardon me, we want to see all Americans prosper. Wealth, growth is something we want to see for everybody. It's not we create wealth. It's not that we have to take away from somebody to acquire wealth. You know, it's not the idea that there's only one pie in the oven and we're taking more slices out of it. Our approach is we put more pies in the oven. And then everybody has their own pie. Now, that's pretty easy to comprehend, I hope. We're almost out of time. I'm going to end the episode, and I'll get you back on the phone.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Give me just a couple minutes.
Okay, good deal.
All right.